Stocks continue their rise and fixed income shows broad gains. U.S. equities extended gains for the year and advanced to record levels as investors looked through policy uncertainty and focused on earnings and Fed easing prospects. Global ex-U.S. equities extended their year-to-date lead over U.S. markets. Fixed income markets posted broad-based gains in 3Q25. Global bonds delivered mixed performance as 10-year bond yields rose across most G7 nations, and U.S. dollar strength was a headwind to unhedged investors. Liquid alternatives posted positive returns in 3Q25, with strength concentrated in precious metals. How global markets in 3Q25 did. U.S. equities. The S&P 500 rose 8.1%, plus 14.8% YTD, led by information technology, plus 13.2%, and communication services, plus 12.0%, on continued enthusiasm for the AI trade and digital platforms. The Magnificent Seven stocks were propelled further as they reached approximately 35% of the S&P 500's market capitalization. Consumer discretionary, plus 9.5%, also posted strong gains, while consumer staples, minus 2.4%, was the weakest sector, reflecting a rotation into cyclical names, as well as a weaker outlook stemming from increased margin pressures on these companies. Small caps Russell 2000, plus 12.4%, outperformed large caps Russell 1000, plus 8.0%, and growth stocks Russell 3000 growth, plus 10.4%, continued to lead value. Russell 3000 value, plus 5.6%. Market valuations grew further into focus as the Shiller P ratio for the S&P 500 ended the quarter at roughly 40x, reaching a level that has only been exceeded by the rally prior to the dot-com bubble. Similarly, the market cap to GDP ratio, also known as the Buffett indicator, surged past 200% in September, signaling that market gains have far outpaced U.S. economic growth. Global equities, the MSCI AQUI ex-USA index rose 6.9%, plus 26.0% YTD. The currency tailwind abetted during the quarter as the U.S. dollar stabilized DXY, plus 0.9%, after a tumultuous 1H25, minus 10%. Developed market equities, MSCI World ex-USA, plus 7.3%, advanced as the European Central Bank paused its easing cycle and the Bank of Japan maintained its accommodative stance. Financials, plus 8.6%, were the strongest performers as European banks posted solid 2Q earnings, while healthcare stocks, plus 0.7%, faced pressure from newly announced U.S. tariffs on imported pharmaceuticals. Japanese equities, plus 8.0%, rallied, led by autos and semiconductors, as a U.S.-Japan trade deal was reached in July and finalized in September, helping boost investor sentiment on exporters. Emerging market equities delivered strong gains, MSCIM, plus 10.6%, led by Chinese equities, plus 20.7%. Despite signs of economic deceleration, investor sentiment was lifted by potential government intervention to address overcapacity in the Chinese economy, easing in trade tensions with the U.S. and progress on AI and chip technology. South Korean, plus 12.7%, and Taiwanese equities, plus 14.3%, also surged ahead in 3Q, benefiting from strong semiconductor demand. Fixed income. The U.S. Treasury yield curve steepened modestly as the front end fell more sharply in anticipation of Fed cuts, while the long end shifted marginally lower but remained elevated. The Bloomberg U.S. Aggregate Bond Index advanced 2%, plus 6.1% YTD, as yields declined. Investment-grade corporate bonds outperformed securitized MBS, CMBS, ABS on a life duration basis as corporate option adjusted spreads continued tightening and reached levels last seen in the pre-GFC period. Within leveraged finance, spreads also continued to grind tighter as the Bloomberg U.S. High Yield Index rose 2.5% and the Morningstar LSDA Leveraged Loan Index advanced 1.8%, supported by strong CLO demand. The Bloomberg TIPS Index gained 2.1% plus 6.9% YTD as the 10-year break-even increased and the implied 10-year real yield declined. Municipals generated solid returns, Bloomberg Muni plus 3.0%, aided by favorable technicals and strong demand. The Bloomberg Global Aggregate Index, USD hedged, gained 1.2%, while unhedged returns were nearly flat, Bloomberg Global Ag plus 0.5%. Emerging market debt outpaced developed market peers with the hard currency, JP Morgan EMVI Global Diversified plus 4.8%, and local currency, JP Morgan GBIM Global Diversified plus 2.0%. Indices both advancing. Listed real assets, the S&P GSCI rose 4.1%, though performance across underlying sectors diverged. Precious metals surged, S&P GSCI Precious Metals plus 17.4%, with gold up roughly 45% YTD as elevated uncertainty bolstered its appeal as a safe haven. In contrast, energy prices remained under pressure as oil markets faced ample supply. Global Natural Resource Equities advanced, S&P Global Natural Resource Equities, plus 9.4%, lifted by strong gains in metals and agriculture that offset weakness in energy. REITs also posted gains, FTSE Nariat, plus 4.8%, supported by a modest decline in long-term yields.